You don't just show up and think you're just going to come here and walk over Pittsburgh. That team is very well coached. They got a great organization. And, you know, they play great football here. And so to come here and get a win is obviously, you know, one of the hardest things to do. But we found a way. And, you know, we don't play for stats here. You know, we're playing purely to win games. You know, I leave the other stuff for everybody else to talk about. But, you know, right now we're at a point in our season where we're finding ways to win games. And that's important. You know, I've never – Kevin Byrne just told me I've never been 8-2 before, so it feels pretty good.
So, I mean, I think that's interesting what you said. You don't play for stats. And if you look at your stats, you've had so many
– I mean, I don't play for that. I got – yeah, because last year was my contract year and everything. That's aside now. You know, and when you come in this year, you know, your role is different now. Your role is – to be a leader on this offense. And, you know, guys look up to me, and I made some plays out there today, but we played a tough front, you know, and our schedule's not getting any easier. So to think that we're going out there and, you know, that we need stats to win games, nah, we need to make the plays that need to be made towards the end of the game and make the plays that need to be, you know, to be made to win games. And I think, you know, that's football. You know, some guys get caught up in, you know, I mean – the world gets caught up in, you know, fantasy numbers and all that stuff. And, you know, for us, you know, the fantasy number is 8-2 in his division.
Yeah.
That's what John was saying. You guys are 8-2 for the best record he's ever had, yet this team may have more room to improve than any team he's had.
He couldn't have said it any clearer. I've never been around a bunch that every week, you know, I don't want to say we're not satisfied with winning, but we're always trying to figure out a way to get better. And, you know, we're not – yeah, somebody. I think it was Terrell Suggs. We're pissed off 8-2 because, you know, because we feel like we got to get better. You know, and the only way we get better is we chase perfection, and every week is something different. And we feel like we have one of the hardest divisions in football, and obviously this year we got one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. So to be sitting here 8-2 right now, and playing against, you know, a Pittsburgh Steelers, no matter who they are, you know, you see them with. You know, Leftwich is capable of doing. You know, no, he's not Ben Roethlisberger, but he's a pro. So we'll treat him as so. And, you know, they played a heck of a football game. We just have able to come out at the end.
Were you as shocked by Byron Leftwich's? I'm sorry. Oh. I was going to say, were you as shocked by Byron Leftwich's run?
I was pretty shocked.
Yeah. Everybody was.
Felt like it took forever.
Was it a case of their defense playing really well, or was there?
My bad.
Sorry.
Sorry, okay. I'm always, you know, mother's boy, ladies first.
You guys have won three of your last four in this building and three straight.
Where?
In the regular season.
Wow.
Your last three, both last year and then this year. What does that say about the tilt of this rivalry?
Well, to be honest, I don't know if there's ever going to be a tilt until we actually win a few Super Bowls. And that's just, you know, that's something they always can hang over our head. You know, and that's just what it is now. But to win games against them, you'll always remember the battles, the wars, but you truly remember when you win a championship. And they've done that, and they've knocked us out of the playoff a few times while they did that. So that's something that's always sticking in the back of my head since I've been a pro, is that we know, you know, the road had to go through Pittsburgh, and they had our number for the last few years. But now it feels good to know that, you know, we're capable of beating this team at their place. And, you know, right now, I won last three against them. So, you know, last year and this year. So right now, yeah.
What do you do to beat the Chargers to their place? Because we've had some real problems out there.
Got to get out west and take care of business. You know, that's a tough bunch, and they got a lot of former Ravens over there, so they know what kind of, you know, game it's going to be. But, you know, this is a tough stretch for us. This is the toughest stretch of the year, and I think we got just the guys for it. And thing about us right now, guys are getting back healthy. You know, you see a Ray Lewis walking around. You see a Pernell McPhee getting healthy. You see a Terrence Cody getting healthy. You see guys that, you know, later in the stretch, if we can take care of business, that, you know, we can make a nice little run for it.
Ray, was it a case of their defense is playing really well tonight and being obviously really good? Or
their defense is good. Right. It's no sugarcoating that. That's a hard-hitting physical defense.
Right.
And it was body blow after body blow after body blow. You know, it was a heavyweight fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys don't come into these games worrying about, you know, am I going to break one? The one time I had a chance to break one, you know what? The great defense, they got me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was cutting back on the left side, and I made a nice cut, and I thought I was going to go for about 50 because I knew nobody was out there. But you know what? They're professionals too, and they are a physical bunch, you know. So my hat's is always off to that defense. It's always fun. It's a challenge, and, you know, so I try to make up my 9 rushing yards within the pass game. I see you.
Hey, I was curious about, you know, the fact that you guys have had so many close games, right? You know,
was
games.
That, was that Ryan?
Yeah, that's
Ryan. Yo, RC! Oh, I got to go holler at my
boy. So many close games this year. Games about one that settled by 3 points, 2 points, 1 point. And you've won, you're 8-2. What does that say about the resilience, the resourcefulness?
We're maturing.
Yeah,
that's what it says. We've been a young team, but now we are, you know, a team that's, you know, maturing, and we're finding ways to win games, which is important. And right now it's just the toughest time of the year for us, and we just continue to plug away. You know, Harbs is not taking his foot on the pedal on us, and, you know, we're more self-critical of ourselves than anybody else. You know, we want to know why we didn't score, you know, a touchdown today. We want to get on the plane and watch the film as soon as possible. So, you know, that's what it's all about.